We count down the top moments of the week.
Yes.
The week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. And as Antoine pointed out yesterday, Monica, and I actually am inclined to agree with him, this week didn't feel like the longest week ever.
It did not.
No.
Not to me.
It only felt long.
Yeah.
But not painfully long.
That's where we are.
Which is cool.
Yes.
Right.
And but then you start wondering, okay, are we turning a corner? Are things better? Or as Antoine pointed out, are we just used to this now?
Yeah, are we just normalizing
life? Yeah, could we get used to it?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, maybe it was just we all had a little Cinco de Mayo that was thrown in, and it was like a little party Tuesday.
It did throw it off a little bit. You are correct. And May the 4th had Star Wars Day on Monday.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it was just because there were so many different things
going
that
on.
Happened this week
and
that
Mother's
hasn't
Day.
Happened in previous weeks.
Maybe.
So next week, we're back to the same old.
Maybe. Well, the top moments of the week actually start with Star Wars.
Okay.
And May the 4th be with you, because that was on Monday. Antoine and Monica are both very bad at Star Wars stuff. So we did Star Wars for Dummies. And I thought maybe you would just enjoy some of Monica Brooks in the game. Monica Brooks, fill in the blank. The death blank.
The death Falcon.
The Death Falcon.
Mm.
So sorry. But yeah, I know it's different than the Millennium Falcon. The Death Falcon.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the bad guy version. Yes. And Monica, the correct answer is what?
You said the death.
I didn't say anything.
Ship.
The death ship.
Battleship.
The death battleship.
You're close. You're close.
Yeah.
That's the R-rated version of Battleship with Battleship Death version.
Yeah.
Death.
You're close, though.
That's it.
The Death Star, Monica. Death Star. Ah. Monica, also not very good at naming, or was this, Antoine, was it you that had to name the bad guys, or was it Monica?
Monica.
It was Monica. Yeah, here it is. Bad guys. Monica, you have 15 seconds to name me Star Wars characters that are specifically bad guys. Go.
Darth Vader. The robot. CP3. The Chewbacca. Jabba. There's a plant.
There's a plant.
There's a plant.
Yep. And when we find that plant, we're going to kill that plant. It's Death Plant.
That's what it was. That's it.
Death Plant. Top moment of the week, number two. We were mentioning the animals earlier. Antoine is convinced that the birds are out to get him, and he has a bit of a bird rivalry going on.
I know the birds are out to get me. It's because I would run, and they fly out of the mailbox in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
They fly into another mailbox that they know I'm about to pass. Like, I watch the bird leave one
they got personality, go to another one.
And it's like, watch
that's
this.
That's
they
funny.
Are jerks.
It's cartoons. They fly.
It's a full-out robbery.
You had any other incidents? Since then, with the birds?
Not lately, but I'm going for a run today, so I imagine that they're plotting.
Yeah, and it's scary, too, and you have a couple days where you don't hear from them because then you're convinced they heard that, like they're listening.
Yeah.
And so they pulled back a little.
Yeah, they're trying to lull me into a sense of comfort.
Oh, if you get pecked to death over the weekend, I'll be very sad.
I'm going to be sad, too.
And we'll be shorthanded here. And
That's not
the time for that, Antoine. I will say this. If we lose Antoine, which I don't want that to happen, at least I won't be surrounded by pee poppers anymore, because that is my life. I am surrounded both at home and at work by pee poppers. I'm trapped with a couple of pee poppers, Monica.
You said what?
What?
Pee poppers. Y'all are pee poppers.
We pop our pee?
You pop your pees, man. Both of you do it, and it's loud. And I don't. Do you know that you do it? Because both you, Antoine, and my wife, it's the word yup in particular. There's a yup.
Yup.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
Are you aware that you pee pop? Because you pee pop a lot, man.
I am not aware, but I feel like anytime I use the word yep, I'm saying it with a purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like yes or yeah. It's like
yep.
There's a reason that I chose that word that context.
And then you've gone hard P at the end of it. There's just
I've never known. I didn't know I did that.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Yep.
It's a big, strong P right there.
Yep.
See, it just hits you right in the side of the head. Do you not feel that? Like, Monica, can you feel that when he does that?
I hear it now.
Yeah.
But
it's not even hear it. You feel it. Like, it hits you in the side of the head with your words. And again, social distancing, man. Don't be hitting me in the side of the head with
just
your voices.
Just throwing my words at you.
The top moments of the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing.